Well, hello, everyone. One of the big activities coming up in the Kapuskasing area during the holiday season, of course, is the NeoFlax Christmas Angel campaign that officially got underway on November 12th. And one of the highlights, of course, is the Christmas Angel Fund Community Cares Radiothon put on by Moose FM. That'll take place on Friday, November 29th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. from these studios and on location from Val Albert Motors. We'll talk more about that coming up in a little bit. But first, Mireille Dubosc from NeoFlax has joined us to give us more of an insight about the Christmas Angel campaign, which is ready to get rolling. Mireille, great to have you here. So talk about first the excitement level about getting this ready to be launched next week.
We are extremely excited and we are really ready for this campaign.
Talk a little bit about the Christmas Angel campaign, a little bit of background behind it.
Right. So every year, NeoFlax for many, many years now hold toy drives and fundraising campaigns to help children, youth and families within our communities. So the names and wishes of those children are provided by either workers, referred by community partners, and they're put on a general master list. And then we ensure there's no duplications, and our dedicated team of staff and volunteers work with our generous community sponsors to fulfill the Christmas wishes, and your donations do remain in your community.
That's pretty amazing stuff. And we kick off everything on November 12th, which is Tuesday.
Absolutely.
So talk a little bit about what we've got coming up as we start kicking this campaign off.
So as November 12 hits, we will start with our famous angel trees set up at Walmart, chez Lisette, and Moonbeam Country Store. So ultimately what those are tags attached to the tree with the profiles of the different children's on our master list. And people can go out to those trees, pick a tag, and shop for those kids and bring back the donations to the various locations that we have.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. How popular is that and how exciting is that?
It's absolutely popular in the sense that families come together and they really make it a learning moment for their children, and they involve their children from the get-go when they pick the tags on the tree, explaining that this tag is a child in need, is a child you might be seeing at school, walking through those hallways, and you get to do something super special for them for the Christmas season.
Well, that's exciting with that coming up. And then from there, what do we have coming up?
From there, our next activity will be November 16th. We're going to have an angel tree booth at Walmart where we're going to be explaining what the angel trees themselves are. And then we're going to have like handouts for the visitors. During the week of November 18th, we will have a Tupperware bingo hosted by Guylaine Tremblay, and that will be hosted at the Immaculate Conception Church. On November 29th, we will have our amazing Community Cares Radiothon in partnership with Moose FM, so we're pretty excited for the opportunity. This means that we will be on location at Moose FM from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. To receive donations from drop-ins. You can also call in to pledge your donation. We will have a fill of Fiat at Val Albert Motors from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And also we will be available at NeoFlax office in Kapuskasing from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. to take in those donations. Also for December 7th, we will have a fill in ambulance. It's our traditional activity that's been happening for years and years. It's going to be from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Canadian Tire parking lot with our amazing EMS in partnership with the Canadian Tire team, and the NeoFlax team will be on site as well. So we're very excited about all of our opportunities to raise funds and toys for families in need.
Talk about the toy drives and how exciting and how big they've become in terms of what these what local residents have been able to do in terms of making donations to that.
Well, last year, we're speaking about a maybe $60,000 to $80,000 campaign, and it seems to be a theme where the campaign just keeps growing year after year, and individuals in our community are learning what this campaign is, and everyone is just so amazing and they get so excited about it, and everyone participates and cooperates. It's beautiful to see everyone coming together to support families that are in need in our own communities.
So as we get ready for these campaigns, for further information, how can people get in contact and what should they start doing?
They can definitely call me at 335-2445 extension 6048, or for the actual Community Cares Radiothon, you can call 705-335-8555.
We will have people on the phones for that day, and we invite people to join us for that Community Cares Radiothon that will be coming up. Let's go back to the Angel Trees again and the excitement of that. You've got that kicking off next week. Do most of the tags go by pretty quickly? Is there a price limit for those kids, for those gifts?
For our campaign, we've set the limit to $125 per child, just because we want everything to stay fair to everyone. And the tags do go rather quickly, but we are able to replenish them as needed because we do have over 200 children on our wish list, so there's no worries there. And if tags run out, there's other opportunities to donate and support those families.
While the Neil Fox Christmas Angel campaign getting ready to kick off in Kapuskasing area, a wonderful opportunity to give and really get into the holiday spirit. Mirei, thank you for taking time from your busy schedule to be with us, and we look forward to our partnership and working with you guys again this year.
Thank you so much for everything, guys. We really appreciate it. Take care.
That is Mirei Dubosc from Neil Fox for the Christmas Angel campaign. I'm Dennis J. Puska for Moose Mornings.